Finale. Help end this scandal. In my opinion, cigarette smoking is the biggest scandal in society, including nuclear weapons. Surely the very basis of civilization, the reason why the human species has advanced so far, is that we are capable of communicating our knowledge and experiences not only to each other, but to future generations. Even the lower species find it necessary to warn their offspring of the pitfalls in life. If nuclear weapons do not go off, there is no problem. The people who advocate nuclear armament can carry on saying smugly, they're keeping the peace. If they do go off, they will solve the smoking problem and every other problem. And a bonus for the politicians is that there will be nobody around to say, you were wrong. I wonder if this is why they support nuclear weapons. However much as I disagree with nuclear weapons, at least such decisions are made in good faith, in the genuine belief that they help mankind. Whereas with smoking, the true facts are known. Maybe during the Second World War, people genuinely believed that cigarettes gave you courage and confidence. Today, the authorities know that is a fallacy. Just watch the cigarette adverts nowadays. They make no claims about relaxation or pleasure. The only claims they make are about the quality of the tobacco. Why should we be worried about the quality of a poison? The sheer hypocrisy is incredible. As a society, we get uptight about glue sniffing and heroin addiction. Compared with cigarette smoking, these problems are mere pimples in our society. 60% of the population have been addicted to nicotine, and most of them spend the bulk of their pocket money on cigarettes. Tens of thousands of people have their lives ruined every year because they become hooked. Smoking is by far the biggest killer in society, and yet the biggest vested interest is our own treasury. It makes £8 billion every year out of the misery of nicotine addicts. And the tobacco empires are allowed to spend £120 million per year advertising the filth. How clever that cigarette companies print that health warning on packets. And our government spends a pittance on TV campaigns involving cancer scares, bad breath, and legs being chopped off. And then they justify themselves morally by saying, "We have warned you of the danger. It is your choice." The smoker doesn't have the choice any more than the heroin addict does. Smokers don't decide to become hooked. They are lured into a subtle trap. If smokers had the choice, the only smokers tomorrow morning would be the youngsters starting out, believing they could stop any time they wanted to. Why the phony standards? Why are heroin addicts seen as criminals, yet can register as addicts and get free heroin and proper medical treatment to help get off it? Just try registering as a nicotine addict. You cannot get cigarettes at cost. You have to pay three times the true value. And every budget day, you will be screwed further by the government. As if the smoker hadn't got troubles enough. If you go to your doctor for help, either he will tell you, stop doing it, it's killing you, which you already know, or he will prescribe another form of nicotine addiction that will cost you a prescription fee and actually contains the drug you are trying to kick. Scare campaigns do not help smokers to stop. They make it harder. All they do is to frighten smokers, which makes them want to smoke even more. It doesn't even prevent teenagers from becoming hooked. Teenagers know that cigarettes kill, but they also know one cigarette will not do it. Because the habit is so prevalent, sooner or later the teenager, through social pressures or curiosity, will try just one cigarette. And, because it tastes so awful, he will probably become hooked. Why do we allow this scandal to go on? Why doesn't our government come out with a proper campaign? Why doesn't it tell us that nicotine is a drug and a killer poison? That it doesn't relax you or give you confidence, but destroys your nerves, and that it can take just one cigarette to become hooked? I remember reading H.G. Wells's The Time Machine. The book describes an incident in the distant future in which a man falls into a river. His companions merely sit around the bank like cattle, oblivious to his cries of desperation. I found that incident inhuman and very disturbing. I find the general apathy of our society to the smoking problem very similar. We allow darts tournaments, sponsored by tobacco companies, to be televised during peak viewing hours. There is a cry of 180. The player is then shown lighting a cigarette. Imagine the furore if the tournament were being sponsored by the mafia and the player were a heroin addict, shown injecting himself. Why do we allow society to subject healthy young teenagers, youngsters whose lives are complete before they start smoking, to paying through the nose for the rest of their lives just for the privilege of destroying themselves mentally and physically in a lifetime of slavery, a lifetime of filth and disease? You may feel that I overdramatized the facts. Not so. My father was cut down in his early 50s because of cigarette smoking. He was a strong man and might still have been alive today. I believe I was within an inch of dying during my 40s, although my death would have been attributed to a brain hemorrhage rather than to cigarette smoking. I now spend my life being consulted by people who have been crippled by the disease or are in the last stages. And if you care to think about it, you probably know of many too. There is a wind of change in society. A snowball has started that I hope this program will help turn into an avalanche. You too can help by spreading the message.